Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling the radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and we are at the DEMA show in Las Vegas. This is part two. Yes, last week you heard an entire broadcast from the show floor. We're going to do a little bit more of the same this week because the show is just massive. It is a major event. It's a trade-only event for the dive industry, but we're giving you a little backstage pass to the festivities here in Las Vegas. Quite a few of them, indeed. We're about halfway through the show, recording here, here in Las Vegas, and I have started off today's broadcast with our friends from Dive Training Magazine, by far the best dive magazine in the industry. I don't say that because I'm paid. I'm saying that because that's the way I feel. And my good buddy Jerry Beatty is with me right now. How you doing, Jerry?
It's too early to know.
Yeah, well, it's
just
true.
You came to my booth because I was the only one awake, right?
Well, maybe. That's true. It's 3 days into the show, and people do kind of walk in here around 10 o'clock and a little bleary-eyed, and I am myself. Matter of fact, we're videotaping. As you can see, I got serious bags. But I'm feeling good. It's a very good thing going on here in Vegas, don't you think?
It absolutely is. And all that party we did last night was just all part of the good thing. So, you know, a little bleary-eyed. I want to introduce you to somebody.
Yes, please do.
Because what this show is really about, it's not about us, the exhibitors. It's about the dive retailer from all over the United States that comes here. They get to see all the destinations of the world. They get to see the new equipment. They get to talk to people one-on-one.
Right.
This is our one time of the year, so I want to introduce you to Cindy Caldwell. Cindy owns Harry's Dive Shop in Metairie, Louisiana. She's been through all the storms, and it's a store that was actually started, what year, Cindy?
1971.
By her father.
Wow, okay, and everything's okay now, or how have you weathered the storms?
We've weathered the storms with no physical damage, but of course customer base went away. But they'll come back, give them time, they'll come back.
There you go, and Dive Training Magazine obviously displayed prominently in your store, I would imagine.
Most definitely. It is my favorite publication, it and Dive Business, of all of them.
Yes, by far. I mean, you know, not to knock the other publications. We love everybody, but Dive Training is very meaty, isn't it? It has some great information for divers if you really want to further your education as a dive instructor or just a diver. They're just really good information in that that they put out that is far and above what you would expect, I would say, compared to some of the other things out there.
Well, I'm blushing this early in the morning. It's a little early to be this red, but thank you very much, both of you. And we're having a really good show this year. There was a lot of last-minute disaster of rumors going around that everybody was going to cancel, but the floor has been crowded, and the exhibitors happy. One of the things I'm hearing from a lot of the travel exhibitors is how positive the dive retailers are. They really expected to come into the apocalypse.
Yeah.
One of those things.
Everybody
it was good. It was supposed to be really bad.
And with everything you see on the news, yeah, you would think that, oh, my God, we're going to come down out here. Everybody's going to be dressed in black, and they're going to be hunched over like, oh, my God, I'm done. Oh, well, divers like black. They're wearing black, and they're looking at me like, Greg, yeah?
Well, you know, divers are a bunch of strange people anyway. They wear rubber suits and are really happy about that. So,
well, this is true. Now, here in the dive training booth, they do a really cool little thing for folks in the dive industry. And, Cindy, have you taken advantage of the dive training cover thing they do? They take your picture, put you on the cover of Dive Training. Have you done it yet?
I was just photographed with Crown and All My Glory. And by the way, this issue's Dive Training about the sea hare. If you haven't read it, you really need to.
About the sea hare? That's like something you need to shave or what?
It's a very prolific marine creature that they got it going on. You got to read it.
Yeah, okay. I was joking. I know what a sea hare is. Now I do. Anyway, but we brought our Scuba Radio Mermaid over for her cover shot.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, Thank you very much for that.
Yeah. And what is the crown and the king thing you guys are doing this year? What's the theme exactly?
We're doing Play with a Winning Hand.
Ah, okay. Vegas gambling. Vegas, yes.
Gambling,
there you go.
Play with a Winning Hand.
All right. So we brought our Scuba Radio Mermaid over for a little photo shoot. And I don't know. They're getting creative here. I don't know what they're doing here, Jerry. But that's what you guys do at dive training.
You know, it can get a little boring sometimes, so we just try to spice it up a little bit, doing something different every year.
Well, it's only appropriate that they do this every year, where they do these photos and put people on the cover of Dive Training magazine, because obviously if you've seen the magazine, you see there's a cover shot, and then you flip the cover, and there's the reverse shot of that photo too, right?
Absolutely. And someday I want to do a movie about those things, because we've got some incredible stories on that. It looks really easy when you're looking at it, but when you get down to how it actually had to be engineered to take those reverse covers, we've got some great stories over the years.
Yeah, last night we were at the dive training staff party. They're so nice to invite us here at Scuba Radio to join them. It's an event I really look forward to every year at DEMA. And they told the story of the first cover shot that you did a reverse cover for. And that was with Barry and Ruth, the photo folks we were hanging with in Dominica last year, right?
That's correct. They've actually shot more covers for us than any other photographer. It's really, we have some amazing photographers. One, Marty Schneiderman, is actually getting the Reaching Out Award tonight, which is the highest award that DEMA or the dive industry has. And some photographers can shoot that and some can't. And Barry and Ruth get it.
Yeah, Barry and Ruth, great folks. They're a team, obviously a married couple, and they travel and they shoot a lot of the covers for Dive Training magazine. And you told this story about the first cover, actually right after you met Barry and Ruth. This is their first assignment and your first official, duty as working for Dive Training, 18 years ago, something like that?
Well, I'm not that old. It was 13 years ago.
13, of course.
It feels like 18, though.
Right.
But, it was a pretty interesting cover. It had a lot of turns and complexities that we just didn't expect, and we ended up getting the cover, but it cost us an $1,800 Nikon because we flooded it in the process.
The shot was through a air tank or a dive tank where you'd put your cylinders in, right, to cool off. Is that what it was?
That's correct. That was the general idea of what we were going to do. We were going to set a camera preset to go off automatically in the bottom of the tank and shoot up to the people standing over the tank and then shoot down from a ladder. We found out in the first 15 minutes that wasn't going to work because the ripples on the water and so forth. So we had to come up with another method. So I got a cattle feed water tank.
Right.
Cut a hole in the bottom, siliconed a piece of plexiglass to the bottom, set the tank on bricks, filled it with water so the photographer, Barry, could crawl underneath and shoot up through the plexiglass.
Nice.
So everybody went, oh, that's brilliant.
Right.
Until he crawled under the tank and the tank warped and broke the silicone and the water in the tank came down and flooded his brand new Nikon.
Oh, man. That's good stuff, but that's great behind-the-scenes stuff. And, 13 years ago, look for that Dive Training magazine, because you guys can buy back issues, right?
Absolutely. Online, and everybody, if you haven't been on DiveTrainingMagazine.com, DT Mag for short, you need to go on there. We've got a lot of stuff. We've got the whole world of travel on there. We've got hundreds and hundreds of articles. You can keyword search. Anything you want to know about diving is there. And you can go back. You can subscribe. You can order back issues. It's a great website. Go on and take a look.
Yeah, website's great. Magazine's great. They're huge supporters of Scuba Radio, and we appreciate that immensely. Jerry, always a pleasure, my friend.
Great having you here. Great having you in the booth.
Yes, good stuff indeed. Now, we've taken our mermaid and moved a little bit to the left from the dive training booth, and we're in Fiji, lo and behold. And here's Mark. Mark, how you doing from Benga Lagoon? Good to see you again.
Greg, it's been a while, mate, but we're fantastic. Hey, great to see you. You're looking well, son.
Well, thank you, sir. A few days in Fiji will take off a few years, I have a feeling, after our little experience there a few months ago. That was great stuff.
That was a great time, wasn't it? You mean it? I think you really captured the wonderful, feelings of our little island over there in Benga, and I know the mermaids had a great time with the boys.
Oh, yeah, they had a great time. The pictures we got and video, some of it's up at scubaradio.com, was absolutely spectacular. I can't wait to go back. Now, you guys have quite a spread here at the DEMA show this year. Yeah. What do you guys got going on? You got obviously your dive guys, and they're doing some, kava ceremonies here at the show?
Yeah, you'll see it. We've got, a big booth this time, and we've brought three of the boys. A bit of a thank you to them. You mean, obviously, they do some great work, and around 2:30 in the afternoon, they start to do a meke, and then we sit down and invite everyone to have a bit of kava, and it goes down real well.
Yeah, and a meke is a ceremony or what?
Traditional Fijian dance, the boys are there, and they have the warrior weapons, and they let rip with a great, beautiful sound from the lali drum.
Yeah, let's hit that drum a little. Oh, that gets their attention, especially early in the morning here at the Dima Show. But yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah, mate, it's... Well, we're just happy to be here. We work hard, most of the year, and this is a little bit of a relaxing time. And the boys, hey, first time in Las Vegas for them. What a place to be.
Yes, well, exactly. It's hard for me to believe you just said you come to Las Vegas for a little relaxation from going to Fiji. but hey, I hear you. I mean, when we went there, what really stood out to me, obviously, the diving is absolutely spectacular there at Benga Lagoon Resort there in Fiji. But I was just amazed by the people that, and you got a couple of them here with you here. They're just so friendly and so giving in their time and their culture. That really does take the whole experience to another level that you just don't really expect, I think,
Yeah, I think the beauty also is that being on the island, and it's their island, it's... The resort is built in such a way, as Greg. Villages either side, no cars, no trains, no nothing. So the kids just come to work really happy. That flows through the resort. So we like just to think we're an extension of the villages, and that's the feeling that comes through all the time when you meet these wonderful people. One thing you always notice as far as Fijians are concerned, very rarely you'll find a hungry Fijian, and very rarely you'll find an unhappy Fijian.
Well, there you go. Yeah, because the island is just lush with greenery and tropical fruit and all kinds of good stuff. And they welcome you into their house. It's an amazing thing. And when you come to Benga Lagoon, it is. You kind of feel like you guys are inviting us over to be a part of your family for a few days.
Well, it is a big family. And obviously at the resort also, there's lots of other things that we get involved in as far as the community is concerned. Like for now, we're building a couple of new schools. Building classrooms for the schools. A real, real good effort for the young people there. So, we are the biggest employer on the island, so a lot of responsibility is there for us to show the way. But hey, we feel happy to do it because there's no nicer people in the world than what they are in the Fiji, mate.
Yeah, well, it was quite a spectacular event, and that was the big surprise from our adventure there in Fiji. Obviously, the diving, I could go on for days. It was absolutely spectacular. And we got to go back there next year, Mark. We got to work out a plan, so we're going to have a meeting later, I think, and discuss something, and hopefully we'll have some details for you here in the coming weeks here on Scuba Radio about a little Fijian adventure that we can invite our listeners on.
All we need to know is a time and a date, mate, and we'll take care of it.
Very good. All right, Mark. Have fun here at the Dima Show, by the way. You up or down?
We're doing pretty good.
All right, good. That's
good.
Doing
pretty good.
Excellent.
Some good some good business, a lot of enthusiasm. It's great to see a few other resorts here from Fiji as well. It's been a little bit tough as far as the economy is concerned, so good on them for coming too. It's good stuff.
BengaLagoonResort.com. More coming up from Vegas. Stay close.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Blow, 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 blow bubbles. It's your dive day.
We're gonna have no troubles.
Cause it's your dive day.
We may do doubles.
Cause it's your dive day.
And Scuba Radio makes the perfect dive
day. You might find me in the tub or an ocean going sub. I got underwater wrecks if you're into diving tugs. Underwater sex is best left up above. So I'll try to find a bug, but you know that I'll get stubbed. You might find me in a tub or an ocean going sub. I got underwater wrecks if you're into diving tugs. Underwater sex is best left up above. So I'll try to find a bug, but you know that I'll get stubbed.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We're hanging out in the Fiji section right now next to Benga Lagoon Resort. By the way, it's BengaLagoonResort.com. B-E-Q-A is how it's spelled. Benga is how it sounds. But there you go. And everybody's here, including my good friend, Bob Evans from Forest Fins, just happened to be walking by with, what do you got here, Bob? Your family? What's going on?
Hey, Greg, how's it going? I got
good.
The mom and the dad and the sister and everybody here.
You made Dima in Las Vegas a family affair, didn't you?
Yeah, you bet. And Alex is here. The whole gang is here. And Dana, we're having a great time.
Yeah, and you had the Nogi Awards last night. That went well, I would imagine. We were there at the beginning. Then we went over to the dive training thing, but it was awesome from what I could see.
Yeah, thanks for your support, Greg. It was a great show. And Hannes Keller was just fantastic. Hey, you want to say hello to my dad?
Yes, of course
on,
I do.
Dad, say hello,
say you're responsible for him. Do you admit that, Joe, most of the time? Or just sometimes you question that decision or what?
Duh.
We'll leave it at that. Obviously, Bob Evans, one of the most colorful people in the dive industry. God bless him. We love him to death.
Yeah, that's my dad for you.
Way to support.
Yeah, lots of support.
Exactly. Now, here at the Dima Show, Bob, you got the Force Fin booth. You're doing some new stuff there with your dealers across the country. What are you doing here?
Oh, we're just having a great time as usual. It's always a party, especially when we see you.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we're going to go diving. Yeah. What do you think? Should we go to Fiji?
Oh, Fiji's fantastic. I love the what's that good drink they have? The kava?
The kava, yes. Oh, yeah. Well, they're getting ready to do a kava ceremony. I think they got Mermaid Angela over there getting ready to do it.
I'll come and join you for the kava. Let's get kava'd.
Yeah, let's get kava'd. I never heard that term, but yeah, I think it would be quite appropriate. But yeah, maybe we need to get to Fiji or maybe, you know what we need to do? I need to do another Left Coast tour, maybe around the Long Beach Dive Show, head up to Santa Barbara, hang with you at the factory for a couple days, and then go to Fiji. How about that?
Hey, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, and you could come with me. You could be my dive buddy in Fiji.
Oh, yeah, we always have a blast. It's never the same when we leave a resort.
This is true. What do you got on the radar? You got any dive trips planned anytime soon, Bob? Or are you just, like,
no,
so busy making
you.
Fins?
Yeah, too busy making fins. But any excuse I can to go diving with you, we always have a good time.
Absolutely. And the Flying Force fins, you can get them online there. A special Scuba Radio edition, right?
Yeah, and people are really excited. We're bringing them out. And that's your way of supporting Scuba Radio. So if you want to support my favorite radio show on this planet Earth, get a pair of Flying Force.
I don't think he likes us at all. I mean, that is just amazing. You are just such a huge supporter and friend, and I really appreciate that. It's always a pleasure to see you at the Dima Show and all these events. And we got to quit talking about it and go diving, don't we?
Yeah, and the rest of us, you can come and join us because we have a blast. And keep an eye on us. Don't bring an extra rum along because it might disappear.
This is true, yes. He's also my drinking buddy sometimes here. You know, when the diving day is done, me and Bob have a way to make our way to the bar, don't we?
Exactly.
But that's what it's all about. You got to drink. Might as well drink like fish, right?
Yeah, exactly.
When you're not diving. All right, well, Bob.
Ask Dad again. Dad.
What? Is that true? Do you follow that philosophy there, Dad?
Duh.
Okay, well, there you go. See, he's a man of few words, but it says pretty much everything.
Yeah.
All right, forcefin.com, forcefins.com. Go there, check it out, and look for the Flying Force Fin. And, yes, we get a little piece of that.
Hey, let's go listen to some of that music over there from Fiji.
Yes, let's do it.
Let's
okay, yeah, actually, they're playing with, or they're playing to Mermaid Angela. And, we got the photo op here going here in Fiji, at the Fiji section. Benga Lagoon, by the way, phenomenal. Let me see if I can get the microphone in on their little performance. They're singing and playing guitar. The Fijians here. Here we go. That is awesome. That's what you get when you go to Benga Lagoon Resort and hang out with the Fijians. They don't have iPods and things like that necessarily, but they got live music. And these are the people you're diving with during the day. They perform music in the evening right after dinner. Pretty impressive stuff.
Did you have an awesome time? Did you drink awesome shooters and listen to awesome music and then just sit around and soak up each other's awesomeness?
More coming up from Vegas. Stay close.
Scuba.
Scuba.
Scuba. Scuba. Scuba. Scuba Radio.
They started producing Scuba Radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportswear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportswear has pretty much been our supplier for Scuba Radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around the world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to designatedsports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No projects too big or too small. That's designatedsports.com.
Back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master. We're hanging out by the Fiji booth still. We haven't been able to make very far. And sure enough, we ran into Bob Evans. And here's some more of our friends from Dive Training Magazine. We talked to Jerry Beatty at their booth just a few moments ago. And now we got the photo A team with us. Marty Snyderman's with me right now. How you doing? I would imagine you're doing great because you're getting a pretty cool award tonight.
Thank you. I am, and I'm doing great because my mama is coming here to see it. Mom thinks that I inhale air just like you do, Greg, but my mom is the only person in this room that thinks I exhale little rose petals.
Well, so there you go.
She's coming tonight.
So you have a supportive mom as opposed to Bob Evans, whose dad was just kind of, but that's a whole other story, Marty, trust me. But it's good stuff. You're getting the Reaching Out Award tonight, which is basically like the Hall of Fame of Diving Award. I mean, and you deserve it. You are a world-class photographer in your own right, been doing it for years, training people, even shared a few tips with me along the way, which has been very nice of you, and it's well deserved. I'm sure you're very proud.
Anybody that gets this thing would be flattered and wouldn't know what to say right now. Do I deserve it? I have no idea. I've said, to some degree, I think it's my first He's Still Breathing Award. When you get this old, sometimes I'm afraid they're going to give me a watch and a way out the door next DEMA, so I'm going to be a little leery of that. But certainly, it's a huge honor, and I've never had anything like this in my life.
And, of course, you can get Marty's shots and a lot of cool articles and things as a contributor to Dive Training Magazine, right?
That is my home in the diving industry, has been for a number of years, and where I want to stay.
Absolutely. Well, it's great stuff, and congratulations to you. Where are you heading off to next? You got a dive trip planned around the horizon here right now, or are you kind of laying low?
That is what I do, and I've actually done so much international stuff this year, and I'm hoping to go down and do manatees. But before I do that, I'm off to Sepadan next week. I almost forgot that one. Thank you. I'm going to Malaysia a week from Friday for a couple of weeks. It's called Photo Week. It's a bit of an education and competition, and people take pictures, and we give away some prizes and help them try to improve their photographs, and it ought to be a great couple of weeks.
Good stuff. And it's MartySnyderman.com, too, right?
It is MartySnyderman.com, and as typical of so many websites, you can see what I look like in about 1998, the last time I updated my website, but I appreciate the promotion.
You got it. And, of course, you can check out Dive Training, too.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hey, gang, this is Lucia from Coral Caverns Resort on Andros in the Bahamas. You're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
We can live beside the ocean, leave the fire behind, swim out past the breaker, watch the world die.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Now, standing next to Marty Schneiderman here, just outside the Fiji area, are my good friends Barry and Rue from Dive Training Magazine. They are the photo pros, or one of the staff that Dive Training uses. And you heard the story that Jerry told earlier about shooting that first cover shot for Dive Training. That was Barry and Ruth that he was referring to. And guys, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you. Having a great time here at DEMA. It's just really neat.
Yeah, now we got to hang with these two for the first time in Dominica a year ago for Dive Fest, and that was just a great time. Visibility wasn't great. We had an algae bloom, and we didn't make it back this year due to some travel issues that we had, but we hope to do it this coming year. But how was it this year, Ruth? You guys were telling me earlier that the viz was a lot different than what we experienced the first time.
Different. It was beautiful. We really got to see the gorgeous coral, the gorgeous lands, or seascape, I should say. The landscape's beautiful anyway.
Yeah, and we took advantage of that, all the waterfalls. It just spectacular there on the island of Dominica, isn't it?
The beautiful landscape, and this year we had great visibility.
So, yeah, got some spectacular diving is what you typically get. We just happened to hit it at a weird time, I guess, last time, right?
Yeah, it was unfortunate, but we're so glad that we came back this year, and sorry that you weren't able to make it, because it was just utterly fantastic. Saw lots of neat critters. We saw the sperm whales again. And
oh, nice.
This time, as we were going out, we also saw the dolphins that followed the boat along. And, you know, everyone enjoys that. I mean, how can you not?
Oh, absolutely. Did you guys do some more Champagne Reef sites? You didn't do that this year?
Champagne again this year.
No. Yeah, it's a volcanic area there in Dominica. It's the most volcanic island in the world, supposedly, but they got bubbles that come up out of the reef because it's being heated by the lava or some weird. I'm sure that's not even close to being correct, but it's nutty.
It's very strange, because one time we were standing on the beach and the water came in, pulled the sand out from under my feet, and it was just hot.
Because really?
There's so much thermal activity. And then you could look at the beach and see little bubbles. And that's what creates champagne.
Yeah, it looks like you're diving through a bottle of champagne. It's quite impressive, very unique thing there in Dominica. And like you said, the topside stuff, spectacular. Now, I have talked to Simon and the crew at the Dominican Water Sports Association, and they have made a special request for us to come out to Dive Fest this year. But I have to bring a mermaid, you see Angela here. What do you think, Ruth?
We had heard that this year while we were at Dive Fest, that very excited about the prospect of bringing the mermaids. So we
they don't want me. They want me to, but they know if I come along, I am bring a mermaid. So we'll see if we can make that happen for Dive Fest.
Yeah, that'd be great. We met Angela and Jen last night, and they're just really neat girls, and they have a lot of experience at what do you call it, Wakatobi Springs?
Wiki-Wachi. Yeah, they're former Wiki-Wachi mermaids, absolutely. And
excited to meet them, and it'll be fun. We hope we'll be there as well and be able to shoot them.
Cool, absolutely. Well, shoot them, they mean photos, by the way.
Yes, photos.
Yeah, we're not going on a mermaid hunt.
They promised they could make me a mermaid.
We can do that. We can make that happen, Ruth, and I think that would be appropriate for Dive Fest in Dominica. So maybe we'll make that happen this year.
They'd have a hard job on their hands.
Oh, no, that's not true. I've seen you at work. I remember seeing you at Dive Fest. You did great. You guys are off to the Philippines next, right?
Yes, we are. We're looking forward to it.
Well, I expect a full report next time we have you on the big show. More coming up from Vegas.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving. Whoa. Amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Caverns. Blue holes. Walls. Big fish and sharks.
All right already. What is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas. Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. CoralCavernsResort.com.
Are you wishing for a warmer relationship with your wetsuit? Well, then you need to wear Waterproof. Unlike the mass-produced, super-stretch approach to wetsuit design, Waterproof wetsuits are made using multiple pieces of higher-quality neoprene to sculpt a suit that matches the human form. The result is a wetsuit that fits better, lasts longer, and keeps you warmer. Waterproof has been the leader in wetsuit design overseas for years and now are available in the States. Go to waterproof-gear.com to find the dealer near you. That's waterproof-gear.com.
Scuba Radio, Divers Consumer Tip number 277. The mucus that builds up during a dive and is expelled through the nose as a diver exits the water is used as sunblock in many third world countries.
Sun God will have his vengeance.
You may think it's funny.
What you waiting for?
But it's not. So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio is Jeff Myers, the COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network. How you doing today, Jeff?
I'm great, Greg. How about you?
I'm awesome. I went diving the other day and saw that 6-foot lobster again.
Really?
I know no one believes me, but it's true.
It's not that I don't believe you, but have you ever considered the possibility that when you see 6-foot lobsters and other fairy tale critters, you may be experiencing nitrogen narcosis?
Okay, I never said I saw fairy tale critters. You sound like everyone else on the boat.
I'm just saying, nitrogen narcosis, or being narked, has proven to be a source of a lot of 6-foot lobster sightings.
Convince me.
Game on, buddy. Nitrogen narcosis is a physiological response to breathing gas at depth. We don't know the exact mechanism behind it, but the general effect can be equated to diving under the influence of alcohol.
Which is never recommended.
Of course not, for the simple fact that diving impaired leads to bad judgment and decisions. Nitrogen narcosis impairs divers in the same way. It can make them feel invincible or take away the ability to monitor actions and situations, like keeping track of air and depth. And when a diver is narked, it often leads to carelessness and bad decisions. Unfortunately, it's not usually an unpleasant experience, which makes it all the harder to know when it's happening to you.
How deep do you have to go before narcosis sets in?
Well, a lot of divers think you have to go deep, like 100 feet or more, before you're in danger of experiencing it. But the fact is, it can happen at any depth.
How do you avoid it?
You can't necessarily avoid it, which is why it's so important to be aware of it and to be aware of how you're feeling every moment of the dive.
What do you mean?
If you find yourself not caring about how deep you are or how long you've been down, that might be a sign you're experiencing nitrogen narcosis. If you feel like taking chances you might not ordinarily take, if you're forgetting to monitor the dive, if you're blowing off your dive buddy, or if you start to see things that seem strange, that's also a red flag.
Like 6-foot lobsters?
Especially if they wave at you as you swim by.
He doesn't wave, but continue.
It's also important to know that any narcosis effects you experience will only intensify the deeper you go. So if you start to feel any effects at all, don't go deeper.
How do you fix nitrogen narcosis?
It's pretty simple. Since it's a physiological reaction that occurs when you breathe gas at depth, simply ascend until you feel the symptoms subside.
Is there any way to guard against getting narked?
There's no way to guarantee you won't experience it. And while some divers seem more susceptible to it than others, absolutely no one is immune to it. Any diver can experience it at any time.
But if you're doing a dive profile you've done before,
it can still happen. I know of many divers who have done a given profile 100 times, but for whatever reason, they'll get narked on the 101st. This is why you have to be fully engaged to dive every time, mentally and physically. You should never take anything for granted, and you should always be aware when you're underwater.
And if you see a 6-foot lobster,
wave goodbye and come on up.
Diving is an amazing adventure, but diving under the influence can lead to disaster. Nitrogen narcosis is a powerful influence and one you need to avoid. So stay aware of how you're feeling and where you are in your dive. And if you find yourself narked, come up a bit and stay in control. Do that and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That
was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
Okay, we are back in Las Vegas at the DEMA show. I have moved across the aisle from Fiji into Australia. The reason is, in a week or so, we are literally going to be broadcasting to you from Australia. Now, I mentioned last week or the week before on the show that our liveaboard trip has been changed, and I'd have details for you, and that's about what I'm going to share with you now. We have Donna from the tourism office in Queensland with us on Scuba Radio right now. How you doing, Donna?
I'm well, Greg. How are you?
Good. Now, the boat we were going to be on had a little change of plans, and they had to move things around, which kind of left us open to go over to Cairns, Australia for an adventure that now we're going to do, as opposed to just liveaboard diving. We're literally going to go all across the board, experience some land-based stuff, go do some day trips, and really get a real slice of diving life in at least that section of Australia, Cairns, right?
That's exactly right. We're going to put you on Deep Sea Divers Den Ocean Quester for a three-day liveaboard. Then you'll go up to Port Douglas, do some day trips there into the Daintree Rainforest, and then back into Cairns for Tusa, our Spirit of Freedom, have a look at that, and some zip lining, actually, in the Daintree as well.
Now, we did some zip lining in Fiji. Angela, you remember that, right?
Yes, I do.
Our mermaid is here with us in Australia, too. You don't get to go to Australia on this one, by
no,
the way.
I'm jealous. Greg, you know it's on the top of my list, so we'll have to go again.
All right, well, what we're going to do is we're going to go over there and kind of get the lay of the land, and Donna is an expert in such activities. She has literally laid out an itinerary that includes all these things that we can do on our surface interval, not to mention the diving, which diving-wise, it is quite different than what we typically experience in the States, isn't it, Donna? Like, you do all-day trips out to the, Great Barrier Reef?
There's 133,000 square kilometers of reef, 290 islands and caves. So there is a vast difference on the coral you experience and the marine life with each trip that you do.
Yeah, well, I am so looking forward to it. I mean, I was looking forward to our liveaboard trips, but this is going to be a little different than what we were expecting when we initially booked this adventure. And I think it's going to be way better, actually, because we're going to get a much bigger cross-section of the diving and the surface interval activities that you can partake in when you're in Cairns, Australia, correct?
That's exactly right. Our goal is for people to have a life-changing experience when they come to Cairns and the Great Barrier Reef.
All right, and I would imagine we're going to have to hit some watering holes as well. And I'm not talking about diving. So is that do they really drink Fosters in Australia, or is there something else we're going to be looking for?
It's actually Forex.
Forex? What's that?
That? And Bundaberg rums.
I've heard of the Bundaberg.
For a night, and you can experience that.
Yes, I'm going to work on my Australian accent, too. All right. Good eye, mate. I got a ways to go, don't I?
Only a little bit.
Just a little bit. But by the end of spending a week and a half in Australia, I think I'm going to have it down to a fine art.
I think you will, yes. You're very good now.
Yeah, and I'm going to have a wedgie from the zip lining.
Maybe.
Maybe. Well, I did in Fiji, so hey, I'm going to just go with it. It's going to be cool. I mean, they got rainforest, they got diving. It's going to be quite a spectacular adventure. And we are going to broadcast for the first time from Australia two full shows of Scuba Radio. So make sure you do not miss it. More coming up from Las Vegas on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Here on the island.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swath-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn
to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Brand new angle, the heart of commendable. Seaside rendezvous, it's so fashionable.
Hi, this is Joshua Daniel from the island of St. Eustatia. Until you make it to the island, please keep listening to the Super Radio.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba, like scuba diving.
Scuba Radio.
To Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
To Scuba Radio.
Tuba Radio.
Yeah, it's close enough.
Super Radio, the first world radio show devoted to diving.
I feel like dancing.
Well, it's not raining here in Las Vegas here at the DEMA show, but we're kind of dancing from booth to booth, running into our friends from the dive industry. I've moved over to the Pro Dive booth. Yes, they are back and getting ready to launch the new and improved Pro Dive. Tech is with me. How you doing, Tech?
Excellent. How are you?
I'm good, buddy. So here at the DEMA show, give us the lowdown on ProDive, which is where I actually did my dive instructor training a few years ago, because last year things kind of went south for a while. They closed down for a few months to kind of reset the organization, or what?
Yeah, there's actually new ownership that's come in. There's new management. We are still dedicated to the absolute mission of education and career development. We want to be the leader of that again. But we are looking at coming back kind of with a new emphasis, and that is education everything. And that's every area that is what we're about. That's the schools, obviously. That's also our charters, and it's also our retail. We're one of the top sites for people to come and not only become a scuba instructor, but to also get advanced instructor ratings so that they can get jobs in the industry. And we want to give them the absolute best practices that there are. So we're retooling everything, retooling charters, retooling our fill station operations, our retail experience. We're putting sales together. We're changing our ROS program for 2009, all so that we can come back stronger in making career candidates great instructors to go out in the industry and do great things teaching.
Now, they're based in Fort Lauderdale. ProDiveUSA.com is the website. That's where I got my dive instructor training a few years ago, and it is a spectacular facility. And I know you guys are just basically reworking inside and out, like you just said, in all those programs and stuff. But just everything's right there. You got a pool right there to do all the training. Of course, you got the Atlantic Ocean. You have the city of Fort Lauderdale to entertain yourself during your off time of training. It's a spectacular place to get the training. Of course, there's probably more Pro Dive alumni in the dive industry than just about any other certification organization like it, right?
That's right. Our alumni are incredible. They're all over the place, and they're the ones that are telling folks to come back to us. So we're reaching out to our alumni also stronger than we've ever done in our past. We want them to know that we're back, we're better than ever.
Absolutely. Hey, look, we got another hour of Scuba Radio on deck. Stay close. More coming up from Las Vegas and the DEMA show here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard,
blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.